Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, Brad, one of the beer companies which spends the most on advertising and marketing, I reckon, has got to be VB. I wonder why that is. Can't think for a minute there. Nah, must be because it's really good and tastes really nice. But something they've tried to get into the market couple of years has been fragrances and things like that. Like, we did see there was a VB fragrance 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember talking about that on the show.
It was like, okay, that's a little bit strange.
Really
bit
took
different.
Off, didn't it?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Went great guns. But now they're not being deterred by that. They're still going at it once again. Just in time for Father's Day, they've launched a skincare range.
In the kit, moisturiser, body wash, bath bombs, even a VB candle. Inside each product, a small amount of freeze-dried beer.
It smells bloody beautiful.
What does it smell like? Does it smell like VB?
No, it doesn't smell like beer. It definitely has a woody aromatic and some hints of lemon zest.
You can get it fighting the seven signs of aging. Matter of fact, I've got it now.
I don't know how I'd feel about that, rubbing that on your face, eh?
Oh, a little bit squirting it in their mouth in the shower.
Usually,
one for the wrinkles, one for the mouth.
Usually you're putting aftershave and creams on your face after you've been to the pub, so it masks the smell of the fact you've been to the pub. This won't be dobbing yourself right in, I would feel.
Yeah, I've just been moisturising. You've been down the pub? No.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I've just been applying a VB balm.
Yeah, and obviously, okay, this is a little bit strange. Why are they doing this? Well, it turns out, you know, this sort of industry has been exploding when it comes to male care products the last few years.
And the men's grooming and self-care industry is booming. Its global worth set to exceed $300 billion in the next 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I know. I would spend nowhere near that much trying to. I have a shave. I buy the cheapest shaving cream, the cheapest razors. Not quite the
that two, sounds like you.
The big ones, but no aftershave, nothing. I don't even bother with it.
Mm.
So I don't bother with the skincare range. But I reckon just in time for Father's Day, if you're stuck for an idea, that'd probably be a nice little stocking stuffer.
You should get in on this. You've got your home. Homebrew.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should just start Hutsy skincare range.
Like, bottle it, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah.
A little bit sticky, though. It'll be a little bit sus. But yeah, this could go all right. When it comes to the VB fragrance, though, it was a bit of a flop because, let's be honest, if anyone shared a house with a VB enthusiast, you know, a fragrance after someone has smashed a couple of bottles of VB and coming out of the bathroom, it's definitely not a fragrance I'd want to bottle, if you know what I mean.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about young Marley, 8-year-old boy, I think down in Adelaide.
Adelaide, because, nothing happens in Adelaide except
and
this.
For the past 5 years, his mum, Skye, has been obviously worried about him because they thought he was dealing with asthma, and then it turned out it was something else altogether.
Yeah, this is a strange thing. Well, he's probably about 3 years old when this happened, and they thought it was asthma, all these tests, all these specialists, all this stuff, and then in the end, it wasn't asthma at all, was it?
No, it turned out it was a toy plastic flower, and when they did enough digging, like, Mum Sky just could not believe what they found.
I could not believe that day, because I always wanted an answer. It certainly means there's another complication that comes with it, like the heart or your spine or other issues related to cough.
Yeah, she was kind of relieved it was a plastic flower, but at the same time, just absolutely shocked. First question is, how the hell did that get in there?
Yeah, so he needs to learn to chew his food, first of all. And maybe not eat plastic flowers as well.
It's like he inhaled it because it got stuck in his airways.
Vacuum.
So he's on the mend. I guess the flower's in the bin. But this happens, you know. Like, now, Marley, doing the maths, he would have swallowed this when he was three.
Yep.
So kids around two or three, you know, they pick things up. What does this taste like? You always hear about these kids swallowing the batteries and things like that.
Yep.
I know when I was young, I think I was like about 8 or 9.
Mm.
Like my parents one day, it was just all hands on deck because my brother Stephen, who would have been 2 at the time, we owned a corner store, and so Dad would get things shipped to us in boxes, frozen foods, and they'd pack it in dry ice.
Oh, no.
And Stephen, being a 2-year-old, went, oh, ice, yum, whacked it in his mouth. Dry ice is completely different to regular ice. It got stuck in his throat. And, Mum and Dad are frantically trying to pour milk down his throat, pour oil down his throat, anything to dislodge the ice because he was choking really bad.
Oh.
Obviously, he lived to tell the tale. They managed to get him to swallow.
And you were like, why did Stephen get a lollipop and I didn't?
Yeah, I was just sitting there watching the whole thing unfold going like, okay, stay away from the dry ice is the takeaway from this situation. Mm. But 1-300-92-1250, Have you had your kid swallow something they shouldn't? Yeah. Or was it maybe it was you. Rochelle in Marimbula, what happened with your kid, mate?
When I went to pick up my kids from after work, and the babysitter, like family daycare mum, said, oh, we had a little bit of a drama today, and it was lucky that her husband had just got home at the time, and he's walked in the door, and she was in the kitchen cooking, and my daughter was started to choke on something, and he goes, oh, something's wrong with Amanda. And so they went over there, and they were, like, tapping her on the back.
Doing a baby Heimlich sort of thing.
Yeah. So he grabbed her by the feet, hung her upside down while they did the palm of your hand into the, between the shoulder blades.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gave her a few good whacks, and she coughed out a 20-cent coin.
Oh, wow.
She was cool at the time. So
it's a baby pokey machine. Yeah.
Mind you, my kids have eaten everything. I've gone to change a nappy and found, like, things like a washer. and kids were eating cat food at one stage.
Oh, wow. So they seem to really have a taste for metal. It's like,
yeah.
At least you don't have to worry about them having an iron deficiency because they swallowed that much metallic stuff.
Yeah, 20-cent piece when I was growing up, I just had the Dolomites money box to put money in. But anyway, each to their own.
I'm glad to hear Amanda live to tell the tale.
And she's thriving.
Oh, that's good.
She didn't lose any brain cells.
Now she swallows notes because she's doing that well.
Probably, yeah.
Great story, Rochelle. Thanks for sharing with us as usual. Love it.
No worries.
See ya.
I just imagine Rochelle growing up with her daughter in the house. Her daughter complains about dinner not tasting very good. It's like, kid, you ate 20-cent pieces in cat food.
Right.
I'm sure you can handle what we've got on the plate for dinner tonight.
It was always the thing your parents told you as a kid as well, like, don't put that money in your mouth, you don't know where it's been. Like, you know, it's been through that many hands.
Yeah.
But on 1300 92 1250, we got Mel in Batemans Bay on the line. Mel, your son swallowed something he shouldn't have. What happened?
He is now 11, turning 12. When he was four, in preschool, they were playing with wood and little hammers and thumbtacks, but not your normal thumbtacks. Upholstery ones that are probably about 1.5 centimetres, 2 centimetres long.
Oh, God.
He swallowed one of those.
Hey.
Oh, geez.
How did they get it out? Did they have to give him the Heimlich, or did he have to go under the knife? What happened?
He just had to shit it out.
The elephant's like, I can't afford for these doctors. We just get stamped to pass through naturally.
Did you have to help him out, Mel? Did you have to get a magnet and work it through his lower colon?
Yeah.
Nah, I just left it and I don't even know. I wasn't going to sort through other stuff later.
Oh, you didn't try and terrify him. Like, my parents would have been like, well, we'll have to see what happens if you survive. And you've been freaking out going, ah!
Oh, I keep saying to this day it might be still in there unless we get an x-ray. Who knows?
Oh, well, we can only assume that he pooped it out. Maybe this is where the expression shitting bricks came from, because our kids swallowed Lego packed. Bricks back in the day and their parents did the same as you. Yeah. Oh, just let him poop it out.
Yep.
Well, it's good to hear it had a happy ending. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Not for him, though.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Why are you up so early? Maybe hitting the gym?
Yeah, pumping iron.
Well, there's certain ways you should exercise where you'll see better results.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, Brad, what do you know about it?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, son. I'm in beast mode 24/7, and there is no off switch. I worship at the Temple of Iron, and if I was in a children's story, it'd be Jacked and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
You better call the UN to send some weapons inspectors, brah, because my guns are weapons of mass distraction, and like Donald Trump's classified documents ahead of an FBI raid, I am shredded.
Whoa.
Hashtag Swalocalypse.
Okay.
So I think those are my credentials. But if you don't believe me, what about science?
You get science involved.
A new study from Edith Cowan University got a whole bunch of people together, and it got two groups to do different types of weight exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was like dumbbells,
resistance
kettlebells,
training,
all that sort of stuff. And this is what they found.
Two groups did 30 contractions a week, one doing 6 contractions a day, 5 days a week, while the other crammed all 30 into a single day. After 4 weeks, that group didn't see an improvement in muscle strength. However, the group doing 6 contractions daily saw muscle strength increase by more than 10%, while a third group doing just 6 contractions once a week saw no change.
All right, that might be a lot to take in. So let's just break it down into layman's terms.
So some people go to a gym maybe once a week to do a lot of work, but it may be better to do a very small amount of exercise every day.
So that's Professor Ken Nosaka, who was basically saying the study showed that if you do just a little exercise each day, it's better than smashing yourself at the gym like 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah, I've got a few questions for old mate. What does he mean, like multiple exercises but only 6 reps, or just walk in 6 reps and walk out and go, I'm done. That's it. I'm done for the
My
week.
Membership Woo! Has paid for itself. Yeah, no, I think it's like it's just 10 reps a yep. day.
That's it. And that's one exercise.
You're doing that each day. So instead of going in once a week and doing, say, 3 sets of 10 reps, you do just 10 reps a day. And according to the research, you get 10% gains compared to, like, the sudden results you might get from doing the full exercise each week.
All right, Mr. Science Man, I'm listening.
Well, that's all I got. Well, no, there is one other thing, you know. That's you know how you should probably change up your exercises if you want to see some better results. You know, according to the scientific research, there's also another important thing to remember.
While daily workouts may help us reach our goals more quickly, the researchers say rest is also important.
It's very important. Yes. I've been resting for about 46 years now. And the results speak for themselves.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.